As Swart ran forward, clawing at his sword, there was an ear-splitting roar.
Eulania!
Both spear shafts snapped like twigs as Sunflash shot up from the rocks like a thunderbolt, eyes crimson, teeth bared, the ropes bursting as his huge chest swelled, and he flung his paws apart. The sentries turned, standing like frozen statues. They watched the awful conflict between Warlord and Badgerlord. Swart's curved blade flickered in the firelight as he struck, catching his enemy's side. Then he raised the sword and swung it a second time, aiming at Sunflash's head. Two great paws caught the blade in midair. The berserk badger tightened his grip on the blade. Regardless of the blood that flowed as he did, the warrior spirit of his ancestors rising. The ferret stood open-mouthed as the badger snapped the sword blade, the sharp metallic clang echoing around the mountaintop. Still grasping both halves of the sword, Sunflash came forward with a bound, whirling both paws. He struck Swart a blow that sounded like a plank hitting a rotten fruit. The force of the blow was so great that Swart's footpaws left the ground and he fell pole-axed. No beast could come near Sunflash to mace. Filled with the blood wrath, he seized the ferret in a grip of steel, heaving Swart high over his head. Sunflash stood at the plateau edge, bellowing as he flung his enemy out into the night.
Eulania!
The terrified sentries who had clambered over the plateau edge slid down the shale and scree on their tails. They were met by the vengeful hares of the Long Patrol, who had been racing upward since the first sounds of combat from above. Helped by several bats, Toggart emerged onto the plateau and hurried to Bryony's side. The Mouse Maid was sitting with Vale's head resting in her lap. The young ferret's eyes were clouding over. His breath was hoarse and shallow. Almost from the gates of Dark Forest, he heard Bryony's voice echoing.
Oh, Vale, my Vale, you saved me. Why?
Go. Go back to your abbey. Shouldn't have followed me. Go away. Let me sleep.
Bryony rocked him gently as she had done when he was a babe. The young ferret closed his eyes. Thus ended the lives of father and son. Swart Sixclaw the Warlord and Vale Sixclaw the Outcast.